Mexico underwent a massive privatization program in the 1980s and 90s, but 96% of all privatized assets were done so during Carlos Salinas' presidency between 1988 and 1994. While privatization was a large revenue source for the government, there were critics that argued that state monopolies were simply being traded for private ones, and that a lot of the large privatization deals had been sweetened by the government. That is, companies were sold at high prices, but their buyers were guaranteed protection and other goodies in exchange. Here are some examples. In 1991, Telmex was allowed to increase rates by almost 250%. Since there was no competition, it was easy for them to make money. Banks were sold for 3 times their book value, but were given protection from foreign competition for up to 15 years. And lastly, Televisa, which had been, quote, a virtual mouthpiece for the PRI, and with more than 90% of Mexico's viewers, was protected from competition for 12 years. These charges were lent further credibility when an election scandal between the PRI and the country's top businessmen broke in February 1993. In this video, I'll discuss what happened and why it made many question the government's privatization reforms. In the run-up to the 1994 election, then-Finance Secretary Pedro Aspe told the PRI that the government would no longer, quote-unquote, finance the party's needs. The PRI had held power under various names since 1929, and thus the distinction between it and the state was heavily blurred. For instance, the PRI had typically received about $1 billion a year, money typically hidden in the category of public works. As Andres Oppenheimer writes in his book Bordering on Chaos, in the past, the PRI president had only to ask for money to get it. And if for some reason or other the transfer was delayed, there was always the national lottery. A top PRI official familiar with the party's finances stated, "The national lottery is the party's petty cash. Whenever we need a few million from one day to another, that's where we get it from." Given that the government would no longer finance the PRI, the party decided to tap the richest men in the country, or as they were colloquially known, Mexico's 12, to help fund the election campaign. These were men who had benefited enormously from Salinas' privatization program. The 12 were invited to a banquet with Carlos Salinas himself, along with other top PRI leaders. The former finance minister Don Antonio Ortiz Mena, the first to speak that evening, reminded the billionaires that the PRI represented the country's social glue that had prevented Mexico from exploding into chaos and bloodshed throughout the country's history. The men were asked to each come up with $25 million in cash to help the PRI get reelected. Oppenheimer writes that Emilio Azcárraga, head of Televisa, gave one of his vintage performances, loud, arrogant, and grandiose. "I and all of you have earned so much money over the past 6 years that I think we have a big debt of gratitude to this government. I'm ready to more than double what has been pledged so far. We owe it to the president and to the country." The banquet was, of course, meant to be secret, but a billionaire's complaint the following day of indigestion eventually led to details being leaked. The public was scandalized, asking how could these billionaires pledge so much and so fast? Mexican GDP at the time was equal to about 5% of U.S. GDP. Or about the size of Ohio, but the businessmen had pledged more than 5 times what the Democratic Party had spent in the 1992 U.S. presidential elections. As a comparison, the largest contribution to the Democrats received that year was a check for $398,876 from the United Steelworkers of America. 3 days later, the PRI changed course and officially canceled the billionaires' donations and started work on a bill limiting campaign contributions to no more than $600,000 per person. But as Oppenheimer details, big business continued to donate money to the party, but made sure to keep it under the table. And in the end, the PRI raised $700 million for the 1994 elections, while the two other parties, the PAN, spent $5 million, and the PRD, even less at $3 million. Of course, all of this is merely anecdotal. The enormous campaign contributions offered up at the banquet are in no way proof that the privatization program was either corrupt or that it encouraged cronyism. But public perception matters, and to a good portion of the Mexican populace, the program created an uncomfortable closeness between the PRI and top businessmen, as well as increasing inequality in a country that was already highly unequal. So governments that want to maintain credibility on reform should pay attention not only to the economics of privatization, but also to issues of transparency and public support. The book that I mentioned earlier is called Bordering on Chaos, Mexico's Rollercoaster Journey Towards Prosperity, written by Andres Oppenheimer. It's a terrific book, and all of the information in this video is taken directly from it.